sharing was something actually Chris said last week. He had an image of tides going out, and when he was in BC, and those powerful tides. And he actually said, instead of waiting for that tide to come, I think we're supposed to walk towards the tide. We're supposed to move towards it. And this morning as I was...
We just pray this morning, Lord, that you would, Lord, that you would just come and reveal to us those spots in our lives that we're supposed to dig. Lord, I just pray that, Lord, we would just let your Spirit come and direct us. And as Emily's word and that scripture also said this morning, Lord, let your Spirit come and just reveal. What are you singing over us? What are you speaking over us right now? Spirit would come.
this place. Let your glory now invade. Spirit, come and fill this place. Let your Spirit of the living God, come fall afresh on me, come wake me from my sleep. Blow through the caverns of my soul, pour in me to
somewhat appropriately, we are in the middle of rejigging our service. Looking to follow what seems to be the orchestration of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your nearness. We thank you for your purpose. Thank you for your voice. In this space, just want to read a short poem from someone who many of you will have heard from here before, Malcolm Guite, written for Pentecost morning. And I think it's appropriate. Today we feel the wind beneath our wings. Today the hidden fountain flows and plays. Today the church draws breath at last and sings, as every flame becomes a tongue of praise. This is the feast of fire, air, and water, poured out and breathed and kindled into earth. The earth herself awakens to her maker and is translated out of death to birth. The right words come out today in their right order, and every word spells freedom and release. Today the gospel crosses every border. All tongues are loosened by the Prince of Peace. Today the lost are found in his translation, whose mother tongue is love in every nation. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
I don't want you to disengage this morning, okay? And here's why. My sense is there's too many, and I'm not the super sensitive type of person to pick up on this stuff. I'm pretty slow, right? But I'm noticing just too many things connecting, and I'm just sensing sort of like, don't mess with this, Scott. Please. And so we're gonna back away a bit from our regularly scheduled program, because what's been spoken, the songs that have been chosen, what I felt the Spirit putting on my heart for teaching this morning is all connecting. And it's the whole thing of our desire, our passion for the Holy Spirit to come, which is God's presence with us. That when those 120 were waiting in the upper room, because Jesus had told them to wait, don't go, because I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. And it wasn't, they weren't waiting to get zapped or anything like that. That's not what they were waiting for. What they were waiting for was God with us. That the Holy Spirit, what they had sensed, what they knew with Jesus, they were going to experience again. It was God's love for them. That's what drove them. That's what drove them to, that's what gave them courage and boldness to speak and to do the things that God was calling them to do. And there was that word Cindy gave about digging the wells deep, and I think that's for us. I believe that's for us to dig the well deep. Let's dig deep. So this morning, let's dig deep, okay? Let's dig deep. So it's just going to be interspersed with, there might be a word that's given, some music. I might give a little snippet of the teaching. Our desire, though, is for the Holy Spirit, for us to encounter God, for us to encounter, to go away and say, yes, the presence of the Holy Spirit was here. God was with us. God was with us. We do have a word here. I just want.
As we were just singing that song, the lyric where it's like, fall afresh on me and wake me from my sleep. I was like thinking about other things as I was standing there worshiping, and this kind of, when I actually started to engage and sing the song, wake me from my sleep, I felt this like, I saw this picture in my head, and it kind of slapped me on the face. But when I heard that line, wake me from my sleep, it reminded me of this scene, because my family and I have recently started watching The Flash, the TV show. And there was an episode that I watched last night, actually, that there's this like, she's like this priestess, like this princess lady, and this like prince guy. And basically in every life, they're like reincarnated, and they're drawn to each other and they find each other. But in each life, she has to remember who she was. And so in this like episode, they're saying that she has to merge. She has to like wake up and remember who she was and who she is. And in the end, to be able to do this, she has to like take this leap of faith. And in the episode, she actually has to like jump off a building, and then she like spreads wings, and it's like really weird. But that's like what I felt like we're supposed to do, I guess. Like we need to like wake up and like remember who we are, remember who God called us to be and what he is calling us to be. And I felt like that, I don't know, to be able to step into that, you have to take a leap of faith. So whether that's praying for somebody that and you've never done that before, or whatever it looks like, I don't know what that would look like. Even if that's just like raising your hands in worship and you've never done that before. But that's like just what I was kind of feeling, like we need to take this, like we need to step into this. And to be able to do that, we need to do something like within your faith, within the Christian faith, that you haven't done before, and wake up and then spread your wings and fly.
Let's just pray into that. If you want to stand, because I want us to engage. I don't want us to disengage here. This is a time to engage. So Father, Holy Spirit, we say, come and wake up your people. Wake us up, Lord. Wake us up. You know where I have been. You know where everyone here has been, Lord. And Father, our desire is to be more awakened to you, to have our eyes open to see what it is the Spirit is saying. So Lord, we say, come, Holy Spirit. We say, come, Father. Just come, Lord. Just come, Holy Spirit.
This place.
I was looking at Revelation, thinking as we worship the Lord, what greater picture than the saints and the elders and all the living creatures around the throne talking about Jesus. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth. I'm thinking as we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit, we sometimes get caught up in what's in it for me. What am I going to feel? What am I going to get? What am I going to be able to do because I'm filled with the Spirit? But I'm thinking here, the whole picture is out of the kingdom. We're all part of the kingdom of God. And I think sometimes we read a passage like that thinking, well, we'll reign with Christ. Well, that's sometime in the never, never, here and forever after. But it's now. We're part of the kingdom now. And we are here on earth as part of Jesus' body to reign with him now. And how does that happen? except as we're filled with the Spirit. Because in our flesh, in our natural ways, we can't reign over anything. We can't even reign over our own lives. We can't get ourselves in shape. We can't keep in shape once we get there. And so we need the power of the Holy Spirit. And I feel that's what, to me this morning, we're worshiping, we're singing praises, and yeah, that's great. But what happens tomorrow? What happens even today when we leave here? We need the power of the Holy Spirit to change us. We used to sing that song, "Change Me on the Inside, Change Me on the Inside." We know we need that. But also let's let that spill out to others. Let God change us so that we can reign with him, so that we can share that joy. And I've had a reawakening of joy over the past year in my own life through what God's been speaking to me. And joy is something you can't describe to anybody until you feel it. Like, I've talked about joy, I've thought about joy, I've read about joy for decades now. And until you taste joy in a fresh, new, powerful way, you can't begin to describe it. It's sort of like love. As I said at that wedding ceremony yesterday for Harry and Meghan, love. Remember the first time you fell in love? Well, love is love. It's powerful. It's fire. It's power. But it's hard to describe. You know it when you feel it. You know it when you're experiencing it. So, Holy Spirit, we ask you today to give us a fresh taste, a fresh feeling, an inspiration, and a filling of your Holy Spirit now, to empower us to be what you want us to be here and now, not just in the kingdom to come, but in this present day where you are here in the already and the not yet, the kingdom that you have planned for us to take part in. So, Lord, we need your filling, we need your presence and your power, and we thank you that you're more than willing to do that. Thank you, Jesus.
Rather than just playing another song, I think just let's spend some time just in the quiet, just in the waiting. I think oftentimes I don't like being quiet, and it's a very bad quality of mine because I don't listen as well as I should. So let's just take some, even though it might be a little bit uncomfortable, it might feel like it's going to get a little bit old, let's press into just a few minutes of just being in his presence and see what he speaks to us.
The entire arc of Scripture is God longing, pursuing us to reconnect with relationship with people. The entire arc of Scripture is story after story of people hungry to connect with God, to connect back. And there's this longing. Pentecost was the 120 waiting for the presence of God to come in that upper room and to fill the place. That was the desire. It was a collective prayer that was going up. It wasn't by one person or two people or the certain specific leaders or anything. It was together they prayed. They called out for God to come. They called out for the Holy Spirit that Jesus had promised. And Jesus told his listeners that it gives the Father great pleasure to give us the kingdom. It gives the Father great pleasure to give us the Holy Spirit. Not for power's sake, not for to get zapped or anything like that. It's about the presence of Jesus. It's about the presence of God here with us now. So let's weave a body prayer together right now of calling out just for God's presence here, okay? Just for God, just because we need it. Dwight Moody, who was the founder, he was a great American evangelist back in the 19th century, and he founded the Moody Bible Institute. And he longed, he was passionate, he was always seeking the presence of the Holy Spirit, always. And someone asked him why. And he said, because I leak. Because I leak. I need more. I need the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Spirit. So let's together call out for God to grace our presence with himself. Let's call out. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Father. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Well, I actually mean like you can call out. We can actually pray. Let's not be timid or shy or... Lord, just put a desperation in our heart, would you? Would you put a desperation? Would you waken us, Lord? Waken us. Waken us to that longing, that first love we've had. Lord, waken that up. Waken it up. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Lord. Come. Thank you. Gary Best's book, Naturally Supernatural, he reminisced about some of the things John Wimber, the founder of the Vineyard, said. And one of the things he said, Wimber said, was, "We have expected far too little of the Spirit's presence with us. He wants us to express His presence strongly in and through us." I know when I first read that, I was asking the Lord, have I expected far too little of your presence, Father? Have I expected far too little? It was like I heard a resounding yes. What do you think? And I just had to stop, you know, what I was reading, and I just said, "Lord, bring me back to reality then, Father. Bring me back to reality." to know your presence, that your desire to reveal yourself. So, Lord, we say, Lord, would you increase that hunger within us, that thirst for you, Father. Increase that. Holy Spirit, would you come? We long for your presence. We surrender to it. Lord, so often we have prayed more of the Holy Spirit, but Lord, really what is needed is more of us. You long for more of us. And so, Holy Spirit, we just say, here we are. Here we are. We surrender to your Lordship, Jesus. We surrender to your Lordship. You are the King. You love us. We love you. Come, Holy Spirit. Let's continue to just pray. Let's continue to pray. If you're wondering how long, just remember it took the early church 40 days, right? So we're not going to be here 40 days. You know my point I'm trying to make. So let's just pray. Is right here. It's near. It's near. Just reach out. Come, Father. Come, Lord.
Come for I believe the Lord's told me that some of you have been spectators for a long time. Some of you have disqualified yourself, but the Lord's saying, I've forgiven you, so don't disqualify yourself. Have I not forgiven you? Come and play. It's an invitation to join him in the things that he does. And some of you are saying to yourself, oh, but I can't do big things. You're not supposed to do big things. You're supposed to be obedient. And God will bless you in that obedience, in the little things, in the seemingly insignificant things. They have power. Even from my own personal experience, some of the things I've done that seems insignificant at the time, people have come up to me and says, you know, that meant a lot. Don't disqualify yourself because you feel you can't do big things. Just be faithful in the little things.
To say you love me.
Cognizant of the time here, and I know some of you have plans and stuff and all that stuff. You know, it's a long weekend. I want to bless you to be able to go. Now, we haven't done our usual thing, but you can read the bulletin. And if you brought offering with you, bless you. And there's baskets at the back, so you can just drop it in there. But don't leave this morning thinking that God has not visited with me. God has been present this morning. God has spoken to us in song. He has spoken through us in prayer, in scripture reading, in some of the words that were spoken. God's been present. He's been present with us. I invite, if you still just have that sense, that to continue to pray, to please do so. I'm going to still spend some time just praying. I want to dig deeper. I really do. I want to dig deeper to what's going on. What is the Lord saying? But I want to bless you if you need to go. And I just want to read to you, we're familiar with this, but this is Paul's prayer for the church. And Paul prayed, "When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and I pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. And I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources." Okay? So God's resources are unlimited. "He will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now, all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, including ours, forever and ever. Amen." God has visited with us. He has visited with us. Thank you, Father.